School holidays just underway this week, and perhaps a lot of folks out there with their caravans. At the moment, time to have another Caravan Corner. We're doing that, as always, with Jeff Deuth from Checkweight Mobile Caravan Weighing, who's actually on location today. Jeff, you're on your way back from Canberra in the Goulburn region, seeing a lot of caravans out there. Does it appear that everyone seems to be doing the right thing from your observation on the road?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Yeah, so far we've seen quite a few caravans. We've only we stopped at Goulburn on the way home to talk to you.
Excellent stuff. Now, today we want to have a look at a couple of things: caravan sway and the importance of getting the weight on the tow ball weight correct when towing. So, caravan sway, I guess, first of all, is that an inevitability, or is it something we can at least mitigate a little bit of?
I think mitigate is exactly the right word. We talk about risk minimisation. So what happens is every caravan at some stage will probably sway. It's in the nature of what we call a pig trailer, where the wheels are in the middle of the caravan. So they will always have a tendency to sway. So there's a number of factors that can cause sway, even tyre pressures, uneven loading is one. But mostly we see with our clients that it's a low tow ball weight, which causes sway.
Okay. So in terms of getting that right, like you said, if that seems to be one of the major factors here, how do we get that right?
Well, I suppose, you know, and this is what we do when we weigh a client's caravan and vehicle. We look at the total weight of the caravan and then look at the percentage of the weight that's on the tow ball. So backtracking a little bit, you know, the lighter your tow ball, the more likely your caravan will sway at a higher speed. So the caravan, and you know, may be nice and stable at 90 k's, but then you go up to 100 k's or 100, you know, to overtake something, and then all of a sudden the caravan sways. Conversely, the higher your tow ball weight, the more stable your caravan will be at speed. However, if your tow ball weight is too high, then that starts to affect your vehicle dynamics. So you've got to get the whole picture and the whole balance correct so that you're not fixing one problem and creating a problem somewhere else.
It really kind of sounds like you're damned if you do, don't you? Doesn't it?
Look, no. And look, I mean, there's a fair margin of error. And a lot of people, you know, the Facebook experts, as I talk about, will say you can have 8 to 12%. And a lot of the time, you know, 8% might be okay, but then you only have to drop a little bit and then you'll have caravan sway. So our recommendation, and you know, I should point out, there is actually no legal mandated tow ball weight, you know, or percentage that it should be. You have maximum tow ball weights, but there is no mandated what it should be. The industry talks mostly around 10 to 12% of your GTM, up to around 10% of your ATM. So GTM is your gross trailer mass of the caravan, or your ATM aggregate trailer mass. So that's the total weight. So at Checkweight, we suggest to our clients that they be, as long as the vehicle can cope with it, they be a little bit higher, because, you know, as you're traveling around, your tow ball weight is always changing as you empty water tanks, buy food, you know, grab some firewood from the servo before you go out to free camp. So your tow ball weight is always changing. So if you have a little bit higher tow ball weight to start off with, you've got more margin for error.
So then, Jeff, do we sort of look at some of those other factors that you kind of touched on very briefly at the start there, of like getting that weight distribution right, getting those other things right, so that can sort of help mitigate as well?
Yeah, well, we see quite often caravans that are, you know, 100 to 150 to 200 kilos heavier on one side than the other. And I think I've mentioned this before in other interviews, you know, hybrid caravans can be very heavy on the passenger side, because you've got, you know, your fridge and your slide-out cooker and all your batteries and things loaded on the one side. So having the balance correct will, you know, I mean, having bad balance doesn't cause an accident, but if you start to get sway, then having a badly balanced caravan will make it harder to recover from that sway.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the update there. A few things for us to keep in mind, and safe journeys as you make your way back towards the Hunter later on today. Have a good rest of the one.
No worries. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day and travel safe.
All right, Jeff, for our Caravan Corner, with the importance of that tow ball weight when towing and that inevitable caravan sway.